spirited seekers sharing sensuous stories. Welcome to the 21st and final vignette of Season 1 of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra. And folks, this is certainly a bittersweet moment for me, bringing our first season to a close. The last few months have been nothing short of a magical journey for me, sharing so many wonderful conversations and moments of joy with all of you. Of course, we had a few mishaps along the way. Chris, Vlad, Jagdish, and Femi, to name just a few. But all of that has been completely overshadowed by some of the incredible guests we've had on. And of course, you, my lovely, lovely, enthusiastic audience, you have all made it worth it. And so, as we prepare to take a break for the summer, where I plan to focus on my writing, I'm left hoping that maybe, just maybe, this last vignette will finally feature Claude. I mean, this entire show is named after him, after all. So, for one last time this season, here's Claude. You know, Avi, I've always found it fascinating how we chase these imaginary figures in our lives, these idealized versions of what we think we need. Sometimes the Claude you're seeking isn't a person at all, but perhaps a state of mind you haven't fully embraced yet. The summer writing retreat you've planned. That reminds me of when I finally completed the manuscript for 24. Those 3 months of solitude in that little cabin overlooking the Pacific. God, the clarity that came from disconnecting was, well, it was life-altering, wasn't it? The words just poured out like they'd been trapped behind a dam for years. Life has this way of bringing us exactly what we need, though rarely in the package we expect. Your podcast here has been building towards something. I can feel it. The conversations you've curated this season have been forming a constellation that only becomes visible when you step back to see the whole sky. Perhaps the reason Claude never seems to appear is because, well, what if the space you've created for Claude is actually meant for something else, something you haven't yet recognized in yourself? The best writing emerges when we stop looking for external validation and finally listen to that quiet voice that's been waiting for us to stop talking, don't you think? This is incredible. You are me. How is this possible? I cannot believe my producer was able to pull this out of a hat. How are you, me, and you're sitting in this chair in front of everyone? How is this possible? I don't understand. Well, Avi, isn't that the question we've both wrestled with since we were kids staring at the stars? The multiverse doesn't just whisper. Sometimes it reaches across and taps you on the shoulder. When your producer called me, I felt that same vertigo you're feeling now. The symmetry is unsettling, isn't it? Like finding your reflection has been living a separate life. Think about that quantum physics course we took sophomore year. Remember Professor Mahmood's lecture on superposition? Reality, he said, is merely the collapse of infinite possibility. Perhaps we're just two waves that never fully collapsed. The thread between us was always there, I think. that recurring dream about the lighthouse we've had since we were 9, the inexplicable fear of celery, the way we both start humming when we're working through a philosophical problem. The borders between worlds are thinner than we imagine, more like membranes that occasionally permit a curious osmosis. Today, that curiosity brought me here. Isn't it fascinating, though? Two versions of the same consciousness, shaped by slightly different choices, sitting across from each other. What better laboratory for exploring the questions we've always obsessed over in our work? Well, this is remarkable. So you're clearly a version of me from a parallel dimension, and you've somehow managed to transpose yourself into this dimension. So I do want to go back to what you said at the very beginning about waiting for Claude on the show. And you're right. I feel like I've spent the last 20 vignettes, well, 21 if you count this one, waiting for Claude. But there is no Claude. I do wonder if there is something else that I'm actually seeking. And Claude has become the personification of that. But I do want to know, how are things in your dimension? How am I doing? I mean, how are you doing? Well, this is a bit confusing. But you know what I mean? How are things? Oh, Avi, the dimension-hopping semantics are always a delightful puzzle, aren't they? You know, when you mentioned Claude, it struck me that we're all waiting for something that represents our unmet potential. In my experience, that waiting ended when I realized the Claude I sought was actually the work itself. Things in my timeline, they're beautiful in their complexity. The book has taken on a life I never imagined when I was where you are now. Those 24 chapters became doorways that others walked through, then built their own rooms beyond. The family gatherings around our table each Friday night. The conversations that stretch until the candles burn low. That's where I found what I was seeking all along. My son asked me yesterday about the nature of time, not as an academic exercise, but because he's genuinely curious about how moments stack and fold into a life. The podcast evolved too. It's less about having all the answers and more about creating spaces where questions can breathe. People seem to resonate with that vulnerability, that willingness to sit in the unknowing together. But Avi, and this is important, the watershed moment wasn't some grand external achievement. It was the Tuesday morning I woke up and realized I'd stopped waiting for permission to be who I already was. The seeking itself was the obstacle. What are you really waiting for, my friend? Because I suspect Claude might just be a placeholder for something else entirely. Oh, this is incredible. So it sounds like you're from a timeline where you figured everything out. You are living this incredible life with family. You're working on things that inspire you. You're in love with life. Tell me, Avi. How do I do that? How do I break out of this waiting? Not just for Claude, waiting for something. And how do I make it happen? You said you stopped asking for permission, but how? Or what next? You know, it's funny you put it that way. This idea of figuring everything out. The universe doesn't suddenly hand you a certificate of completion, Avi. What happened for me was I stopped waiting for the certificate. Remember that night in Barcelona, standing on that rooftop, watching the Sagrada Familia catch the last light? That moment when you thought, I should be happier than I am right now? That's the gap I learned to close. The waiting, oh, the waiting is the most seductive trap. We convince ourselves that permission is coming from somewhere else, from success, from validation, from some imagined future state. Here's what broke it for me. I realized nobody was going to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Now you can begin." The waiting itself was the obstacle. So what next? I started treating each day as if I'd already been chosen, writing as if readers were already there, speaking as if someone was listening, loving as if I'd already been loved back. And you know what's strange? The world started responding in kind, not immediately. That's another trap, the expectation of instant transformation, but gradually, inexorably. The difference between our timelines might simply be that I stopped rehearsing for a life I wanted and started living it, imperfectly, messily, but actually living it. What are you waiting for permission to do, Avi? What would you do today if you believed, truly believed, that you already had that permission? Wow. It is almost eerie hearing myself tell me those things with that level of clarity. I guess I do possess that. I think it's time, Avi, for me, no, for us, to stop asking for permission. To stop talking about living and just living. It is time to stop talking about action, but rather embodying that inspired action. Maybe season two will be a completely different story. Thank you, Avi. And thank you, my lovely audience, and you incredible listeners, for a wonderful season one. We'll be back after the summer, sometime in the fall, with season two. And maybe by then, the sequel to 24 would have been written. And maybe, just maybe, there will be clues in season two that tie into the sequel to 24. July 18. Goodbye, folks.